Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jan Dillerschneider is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a longtime friend of mine, new to the show. This is her first time on the show. We're talking about, among her many, many accomplishments in her life, including being a mother and so many other accomplishments, an award-winning volunteer. She's also an artist, and I want to read something. Jan, you in the last 3 years, I guess, you've been to Paris with your work.
Yeah.
And, folks, she's an impressionist, and that's my favorite. Of all the art genres, impressionism is my favorite. And this is the quote, folks, from one of her trips with her work to Paris. This is from a magazine, the French magazine Lux. Paris was the first to see in Jan Dillerschneider a divine inspiration worthy of Gauguin or Monet. You know what, Jan? That's pretty big talk right there. I believe it. But congratulations, that's a great review.
Thank you very much. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I would be too. That means my painting that I own of yours is worth probably 4 or 5 times now more than it was when I bought it, right?
Well, of course it is. Yes.
Especially if I sell it in euros, right?
If you sell it in euros.
It's not for sale, folks. Thanks for being here. Jan and I are talking about, in the previous segment, we talked about her origins in art and what got her started. And now, Jan, and she also talked a little bit about the business of being an artist. I want to talk a little bit more about that, Jan. But before we do, I want you to give us your website, because you have an outstanding website.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's jmhdillenschneider.com.
JMH. Juliet Mike Hotel Dillenschneider. And that, by the way, that's DillenschneiderEIDER. Almost as bad as Blasingame. So say that again. JHM?
JH. JHDILEN.
Right. No, the first part, though. The first.
JMH.
JMH, that's it. Dillerschneider.com. Yes. Check it out. You can see her work there, and you can find out if you like some of it and buy from her. So Jan, what was it like showing your art in Paris the first time? What was that, 14, 2014?
2013, 2014, and 15. It was amazing. It was a real... You had to be careful to have it not be an ego trip, because people were very complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
Sold a lot of paintings. I was really kind of surprised, because some of my friends said, "Did you sell anything?" And I had to say, "Well, yes, I guess we did."
No, it was very successful, and you went back but what is the business part of that? I mean, you sold some art, but I mean, I know you have to be invited to go. You don't just show up and walk in the door like a farmer's market and say, "I want to put my paintings here." You have to be invited to go, because the real estate you hang your pictures on is very, very valuable in Paris.
Yeah.
So did you get invited? Did you have to pay for the space? What's the business part of that?
The business part of it is not very encouraging for artists. It's very unfortunate. And it's always been that artists have been helped along and supported by others. I was introduced to this gallery owner, Pierre-Alain Chalier, by a friend who said, "I didn't know you were trying to sell your painting." And I said, "I'm not. I've never wanted to sell my painting. I just want to paint them and put them in the basement." So I then came back. I gave him a CD of my painting. Came back a month and a half later and gave him another CD of about another dozen paintings. And he said to me, "You mean you've done these since I saw you last?" I said, "Yes." Well, he put all of them on his computer, looked at everything. I could tell he really knew color. He knew people. Then he said, "We're just going to have to give you a show." So he gave me, not the best month, July, but I loved it. I said, I'll take it.
And
no
it was successful.
What.
But did you have to, so you paid him rent while you were there from what you sold? Or how does that deal work?
Generally speaking, you pay, 50% goes to the artist, 50%
okay.
goes to the gallery owner.
Right, right.
And then, but then the
that's
artist,
kind of standard. That's kind of standard across the industry, isn't it?
It's pretty standard. There are some places like art galleries and art schools or things like that where they'll give you a larger percentage. But in no way is it that profitable because you have to realize you pay for the canvas, you pay for the paint,
right.
for the time, you pay for framing it, and then, like if it's Paris, you have to ship it.
Well, just like the reason I asked that question is if you go into an art gallery in your hometown
yeah.
and you buy a $500 piece of art,
yeah.
the artist might get, and they're going to give you a 10% discount on that, so you're going to get it for $450.
Yeah.
The artist is going to get $225, out of which they paid $50 worth of supplies and spent 3 days painting it. So it's not a highly profitable endeavor, really, is it?
It is not at a mid-career level. But there are a lot of people that are promoting mid-career artists. Like
right.
I just came from this art.
Jan, I'm afraid we've run out of time because it's time flies.
Okay.
Time flies when you're having fun. Thank you for being here. I need jmhdillenschneider.com.
Yes.
jmhdillenschneider.com. Folks, check it out. Jan, will you come back and talk to us about this some more sometime?
I'd love to, Jim.
We
I'd
need to continue.
To.
I want to continue to talk about the business of art. Let's do that.
I would love to do that.
Congratulations on all your great success. I'm really proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm proud to say that I own one of your paintings, too. Jan Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.